storing Canada's radioactive waste near the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Bruce Nuclear Power Plant sits on the Ontario side of Lake Huron. It's across the lake from Michigan's Thumb. Ontario Power Generation owns the plant. They want to store their lower-level nuclear waste underground. They're proposing to dig almost a half mile underground to build the facility, and it would be a little more than half a mile away from Lake Huron. It's called a deep geologic repository. It would store low and intermediate level waste from the company's 20 nuclear reactors. Just to be clear, it would not store spent nuclear fuel in this proposed site. Marie Wilson is a project spokesperson for OPG. She says the low-level waste includes things like clothing, mop heads, and paper towels with very low levels of radioactivity. She says intermediate-level waste includes things such as filters from the reactor's water systems.
About 80 to 90% of what is going to go in OPG's DGR is low-level waste, so it will be the majority. After about 300 years, all of that waste, for the most part, will have decayed. With respect to the very small volume of intermediate-level waste, which would be about 10 to 20%, most of that waste will be gone after about 100,000 years.
Wilson says they've conducted more than 4 years' worth of studies, taking a close look at the conditions of the rock at the site.
The conclusion is that there will not be any significant adverse effects to the environment or human health.
But other people who've looked at the proposal say it's hard to know what the effects will be.
We're talking about timelines that go incredibly far into the future, you know, farther into the future than we have pyramids going back into the past.
Brenda Murphy studies nuclear waste management at Wilfrid Laurier University. She says there has been a lot of research on deep geologic repositories, but she says it depends what parameters you put into the models and how you tweak those models.
One of the things for Canada is that most of our modeling that we've done over the last 40 years has been done for igneous rock, which is the rock on the Canadian Shield. It's not been for the sedimentary rock. And so Kincardine, where they're looking at the low and intermediate level facility, is going to be in that sedimentary rock. The difference being that the sedimentary rock is much softer, it's more porous, it's more prone to fracture, all of those things compared to the harder rock of the Canadian Shield.
In an email, a spokesperson for Ontario Power Generation said 2 decades of international research says otherwise. He wrote that sedimentary bedrock settings can provide favorable conditions for the safe, long-term management of radioactive wastes. This proposal to bury low and intermediate-level waste is dividing some communities in Canada. Cheryl Grace is the spokesperson for Save Our Saugeen Shores. It's a citizens group that's against the repository.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of tension because a lot of people earn their livelihood from Bruce Power and Ontario Power Generation, and they're very loyal, and, you know, I can totally understand that.
But, she says, people are concerned that burying nuclear waste deep underground could end up contaminating the water. There's also an even more controversial proposal in play. 21 communities in Canada have expressed interest in hosting a deep geologic repository for all of the country's highly radioactive waste. More than a dozen of these sites are near one of the Great Lakes. Cheryl Grace says it's clear we have to do something with the waste, but she says her group doesn't want to see it buried near the lakes.
It's too precious a resource to fool around with and build an underground facility to store highly radioactive nuclear waste.
The siting process for the high-level waste repository is in the early stages. You can learn more about both of these proposals on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.